All right, so we're going to talk about where three-way designs come from. We're going to look at the effects. The list is going to go up quickly. The efficiency of shifting from a one-way to a two-way is nothing compared to the efficiency of moving from a two-way to a three-way. It is a huge increase in the amount of information that's available to you from that slight increase in the design size. We'll talk about causal interpretation, apparently twice. We're going to talk about what a three-way is, because that starts out sounding scary, but it's not. Then we'll talk about taking apart two-ways and taking apart main effects, and then try and summarize all of that in terms of descriptive and misleading main effects. And I think then we're really going to talk about causal interpretation. I already pushed this. Yay. So we talked earlier about expanding from the simplest possible 2x2 factorial design to larger designs by increasing the number of conditions in one or the other or both IVs. The other way to expand on a factorial design is to add a third independent variable, hence a three-way. So we have graduates and undergraduate students, we have whether the instruction is by computer or by lecture, and we have the content that they're learning. So each of those conditions, back to design stuff, back to external validity and population and sampling stuff, each of those cells represents some population that we care about. And each of these populations is triply defined in terms of who they are, what they're learning, and how they're learning it. If those groups don't represent somebody that you care about, you need a different design. Because that's what samples do. That's what conditions do. They represent target populations. So we can play our game of representation and inference.